Chapter 7. Cheating the Devil. Tom was happy that he was rich, but as he got older, he started thinking about his future. He had done well in this world, but he was worried about the afterlife. He remembered the deal he had made with the devil, and it scared him very much. He started to think of ways to cheat the devil and avoid giving the man his soul. He decided that becoming religious was the best way. He became an energetic Christian. Tom went to church every Sunday and prayed loudly, as if he could get into heaven by being louder than anyone else. It was easy to tell when he had done a lot of evil things during the week, because his prayers on Sunday would be extra loud. The quiet Christians at his church, who had been going for years, began to feel that they were not as good as Tom. This new man's energetic faith made them feel like he had already passed them in the race to heaven. Tom was a hard man in faith, just like he was as a moneylender. He watched his neighbors closely, hoping to find them doing something wrong. He felt that the more wrong they did, the easier it was for him to get into heaven. In short, Tom's energetic faith became just as well known as his money. Still, Tom was afraid that the devil would take him when he died. He started carrying around a small Bible in the pocket of his coat. He also kept a large Bible on his desk at work. Often, people coming to borrow money would walk in to find him reading it. Tom would put his glasses down in the book to mark the place, and then turn to squeeze money from the visitor. He didn't see any problem with continuing to cheat desperate people of their money as long as he kept on singing loudly in church. Right to the end, he was sure that he could trick both God and the devil. Some people say that Tom went a little crazy in his old age. They say that he had a horse and carriage buried in his yard upside down. He thought that in life after death, the world would be upside down, and he wanted to have his horse ready so he could get away from the devil. Then, when he died, he could get in his carriage, ride away from the devil, and get into heaven. But this is probably just a made-up story. If he really did bury his horse, he wasted his time because, according to the old stories, the devil caught him by surprise.